If you're watching right now, it means to me that you're ready for a reset. You're ready for a clean out. You're ready for a refocus. Maybe you're like, Jay, I just need to press that reset button so that I can restart and focus in the direction I want to go. I have used each of these habits to reset when I've been tired, low on energy, feeling no momentum, and feeling no motivation. And I have no idea how anyone functions without them. In 7 days, you'll notice that these habits don't fight your life. They fit inside it. Each one meets you in the exact moment your mind starts to spiral. They don't demand more time. They reclaim the time your stress is already stealing. Small habits don't just change your days. They change the way your days feel.
The number one health and wellness podcast.
Jay Shetty.
Jay Shetty.
The one, the only Jay Shetty.
Ahora continuamos con el podcast. Pero antes, ¿sabías que solo uno de cada 5 oyentes llega al final de un episodio? Por eso, resumimos tus podcasts favoritos. Entra en nuestra web para saber más.
I have no idea how people get through their day without these habits. We all experience so much stress every day, whether you're running late for work, or a family member is creating drama, or you just had a falling out with a friend. These habits help you emotionally regulate no matter where you are. You can do these in bed, at home, in the car, on a bus or train, even in the bathroom. Number one, breath work, specifically the 3-breath reset. We've all heard about breathing. We've all talked about breathing, but we don't realize the value it actually offers. I remember my first day at monk school when I saw a young monk teaching younger monks. And I was observing from afar. I then spoke to him afterwards and I asked him what he was teaching. He said it was their first day of school. And I said, well, what did you teach them on your first day of school? He said, well, what did you learn on your first day of school? I said, I think we learned like 1, 2, 3 or ABC. I can't even remember. He said, well, I was teaching them how to breathe. And I said, wow, that's incredible. And he said to me, this 10-year-old, 11-year-old monk, he said to me, when you're happy, what changes? Your breath. When you're sad, what changes? Your breath. When you're stressed, what changes? Your breath. He said, your breath is connected to every emotion you experience in life. Your breath is the only thing that stays with you from the moment you're born to the moment you die.
As we navigate life's challenges, mastering our breath becomes essential. It's about creating space between our reactions and responses, especially in difficult moments. In the upcoming conversation, discover how this simple yet profound tool can transform not just your response to stress, but your entire approach to various situations. What deeper insights about breathwork will emerge?
You don't need to fix the moment. You just need to pause inside it. Think about all the times you've said something you didn't mean. Think about all the times you've looked back on a moment and thought to yourself, I could have done that better. That breath allows you the ability to make something out of a bad situation. It is bad. The breath doesn't make it better. You are late. The breath doesn't make it better. It just allows you to not make more mistakes. It stops you from taking things down the wrong angle. Breathwork to me has been my companion, whether I'm about to go on stage and I'm nervous, or when I'm running late, I'm in the back of an Uber and I know I'm going to be late for this meeting. That's really important. All the way through to when I feel like I'm having an argument with someone I care about, or even someone that's new to my life. It's really powerful. Even if you think about working out, what allows you to lift more? Your breath, right? What allows you to function when you're running? Your breath. If you think about athletes, they can run for the amount of time they can and exert the energy they can because they monitor their breath. If you think about singers who hit incredible notes, musicians who play wind instruments, they can hit those because of the control of their breath. So much beauty in life exists because of the control of our breath. Even if you look at boxers, they can hit with more energy, more precision when they master their breath. Breath is the single most underestimated tool and asset that each and every one was gifted with since the moment we were born.
Understanding the impact of morning light is crucial as it counters the stress of waking up to alarms. The next discussion reveals how our mornings often begin in chaos due to alarming sounds and notifications. setting a negative tone for the day. How can adjusting our morning routine transform this experience?
Now, let's talk about those two words. You need an alert when you need to be jolted. You need an alarm when there's an emergency. Every day we wake up in a state of emergency because we wake up to an alarm. The alarm triggers you to wake up with stress, with pressure, maybe even feeling tight-chested. And all of a sudden you grab your phone in that moment and now you have everyone telling you what you didn't do yesterday, what you've got to do today, and what you forgot to do last week. We start our days at zero if you slept well. And now when you pick up your phone, you've added news, negativity, and notification. You're at a -3, and then you add noise to it, -4. For the rest of your day, you're simply trying to climb up back to zero. And you may be saying, Jay, I don't live in a sunny climate. Outdoors, being in the light, right? Just being exposed to it. Remember the sun and the moon and the darkness and the light were the way we knew whether it was night and day, and that's how we functioned. Today, we work in the night and sleep in the day. But before, we followed that natural rhythm. The alignment you create when you don't look at your phone first thing in the morning just for 5 minutes, just for 5 minutes, your brain actually has the time to warm up. What's incredible is the ancient traditions of India talk about the practice of Surya Namaskar, which translates to sun salutations, to salute the sun. This is how people started their day. It was a ritual, a practice. Today, science has proved that starting your day off with sunlight is great for your circadian rhythm. Don't underestimate this free opportunity to start your day better than stress.
Before diving deeper into the power of gratitude, it's crucial to recognize how a simple act of appreciation can transform one's mindset. While navigating feelings of loneliness or undervaluation, sending a quick gratitude text can shift focus from absence to presence. Now, let's explore how expressing thanks can redefine your perspective on life's blessings.
Say thank you when it's hard. Say thank you when you have enough, and especially when you think you don't. Because gratitude doesn't change what you have. It changes how you see what you have. Every time you say thank you, you remind your mind that not everything is missing. And every time you forget, life waits patiently to show you something else to be grateful for. I know gratitude sounds soft. I know it sounds weak. But studies show that when you're present in gratitude, you can't be anywhere else. If you're having an anxious thought, replace it with a grateful one. If you're having a worry-filled thought, have it replaced with a thankful one. You can't live in both places at once. It's an incredible, incredible trick of the mind. Write a 2-minute message to one person personally, one person professionally. And if you can, be expressive, be specific, and be personal.
That's all for today. Visit podsummarizer.xyz and start creating summaries of your own podcast in just seconds. Don't miss it.